While everyone's obsessing about the Christmas season, you've got a different season on your mind. One where red noses come from shouting your support in the crisp, cold, pitchside air. Where the roaring fire is in your belly, not your sitting room. And the perfect gift is an unexpected win. Don't miss a moment with a GAA season ticket. A gift for yourself or the fan in your life. Available at gaa.ie/season ticket. Are you in? The GAA, where we all belong.
Off the Ball Daily.
A home for your favourite podcasts from Off the Ball.
Some would have been looking after him like Florence Nightingale almost, and they were cooking him good food, and they'd find the McDonald's wrappers in the bin.
Subscribe to the Off the Ball Daily podcast feed right now.
I think they'll go all the way to the final, to be honest.
Yeah?
Yeah. I believe in my county, and I suppose they're good at football, they just have to believe in themselves.
I love playing 12, I love playing 10, I love being on the pitch, to be honest.
Are you confident?
Absolutely not.
Thank you for all the supporters, thank you for the team, thank you France. Merci la France, merci les baguettes, merci les croissants. Je vous aime, I love you.
Hey all, welcome along to Word on the Street. I'm Susanna, and normally this pod is all about getting opinions in from the public and discussing something that's dominating the headlines. But this month, it's November. Happy November. It's the 6th now. Yeah. So we're going to do something a little bit different. But first, I'm here with Eve and Rachel, as always. How are we, guys?
All good, Susanna. How are you?
I'm all grand.
Yeah. How are you feeling about the month that's upon us? It's getting dark.
It's getting dark. It happens every year, and every November, I'm still surprised.
I know, me too. I read a post somewhere on Instagram recently that it won't be light again at 5 p.m. until like March.
Don't mind all that. You have to embrace. I got very spooky.
Oh, did
this
you?
Year. Yeah, I just embraced the whole kind of Samhain, start of the new Celtic calendar thing in November.
Like a rebirth thing.
It was a super moon last night.
Gosh, I should put you in touch with my yoga teacher friend. She would love all that. She does love all that.
Yeah. No, I don't usually dabble in it that much, but it was just a nice excuse to be like, oh yeah, that's why the dark evenings are in. We're supposed to be finished our harvests. Yeah, and we're supposed to be enjoying the bounties of our very hard winter or summer harvesting. Not that I did any.
I did very little summer harvesting. But alongside that, we have another thing to celebrate this season, and that is Movember. Sorry? You have something to say?
No.
Okay. As November comes upon us every year, it is the month of mustaches, is basically how I've always known Movember. It was my first introduction to the charity. Anything to do with it was my brothers growing fur on their face once a year for apparently no reason, but actually for a really good reason, which is the charity of Movember. A little bit of background on it, I suppose. It's got kind of a funny origin. It originated in Australia. It was two lads called Travis Garone and Luke Slattery. They were just mates, and they met up for like a beer in Melbourne, your alma mater.
Melbourne.
Yeah, Melbourne. I can't do it properly. But it started as a bit of a fashion statement. They were like, oh, we miss the mustaches. Could we try bring it back? So they dedicated themselves to trying to grow a mo for the month of November. And they sent out to 30 mates, I think it was, just an email being like, will you do it with us? And they had a friend's mother was fundraising for breast cancer at the time. So they thought, oh, what can we fundraise for? And Yeah, and that's how the whole thing about fundraising for prostate cancer came about. So initially that was it. They charged $10 each to grow a mo and kept it relatively small. And then the next year they formalized the concept and agreed to formally support prostate cancer as their cause. Established as an official Australian charity in 2006, and research that year into men's health in Australia revealed that depression was a significant issue. So that's how they partnered with Beyond Blue, which was the National Depression and Anxiety Initiative. We do have a point with all of this, I promise. But it was brought on as Movember's second men's health partner. So that's how they got to prostate cancer and mental health, basically. 2007, they took the campaign international. Began in Ireland officially in 2008, and now they have an official campaign in 21 countries around the world, and it's become what we know today as basically the thing that takes over every November. Yeah. It's a bit of the lightness in the dark situation. It's like, as we go into the darker months, we have this incredible period to celebrate.
Yeah, it's gas. It's like, you used to be able to notice so clearly that it was Movember, because of the mustaches, but like since so many people have started to come home from Australia,
they just have mustaches anyway.
It's back in style anyway.
It's back in style anyway, yeah, now. So you have to be like, sorry, you're just rocking the mustache. Is this for charity? What's the story here?
Yeah, that's actually true. There's also a lot of people who say that they can't grow mustaches, which is fair enough. I can imagine it's tough if you're a lad who can't grow a stash and you're left out at this time of year. But there's so many other ways that you can support the charity, and we're going to be talking about a couple of them in the pod in the next half hour or so. But first, Rachel, you were chatting to someone who's kind of links closely with Movember every year.
Absolutely, yeah. So I had a great chat with Michael Cowman, cause very close to his heart, because he was diagnosed with cancer in his early 20s.
Oh,
and,
wow.
You know, I won't even try to do it justice, but I'll let Michael tell the story himself.
Yeah, sure. So I've been working with Movember, I suppose, or working and doing Movember for the last 8 years. Like, I was doing it off my own bat first, and they asked me to be an ambassador for Movember the last few years, which just means I kind of talk and share my story, which is particularly related to testicular cancer, which I had when I was in my early 20s. So that is one of the main cause areas for Movember, along with mental health and prostate cancer. So, you know, they always just like to have somebody to be able to talk about their own story and make it feel a bit more personal to people, and just be able to, you know, when you hear someone else sharing their story, it lessens a little bit for a lot of people as well.
And you've done a lot of different types of fundraising. This year, you're running a darts evening, is it?
Yeah, we're running a darts evening. Last year, I did a daily dip in the Irish Sea, which was fairly grim. I mean, there was days in November when it was just, you know, the Dublin Bay is fairly tidal, so it'd be 9 o'clock in the evening, and it'd just be me and a heron looking at one another while the tide came in. So this year, we said we'd do something indoors. It's myself and a buddy of mine, Will Lynch, and we're setting up a darts evening. So we're doing that at a flight club in Dublin, and doing that to raise money for Movember, yeah.
And a lot of the time we see Movember being fundraised through sport. Do you think there's something in that kind of men will engage with something sporting a little bit more?
Yeah, oh, 100%. I mean, the whole thing is talk to men where they are, and men the people primarily affected by a lot of these issues are kind of, you know, 18 to 35 or even slightly younger in certain cases. And where are those men? They're watching sport, they're playing sport. So if you're engaging with men on their level and speaking to them, it makes it a lot easier. Like Movember do some great programs where they work with the GAA in Ireland. I think they work with Rugby League in the UK and stuff as well. And they get some of the mentors and some of the players to be able to come in and talk to people as well. So I think they've already recognized that. And I think from our point of view, we said, look, what is accessible for, you know, people who we want to kind of get involved, and darts and sports certainly are.
And what's the target for this year?
Well, we have about a 5 grand target on us. So over the last 5-6 years, I think, I've raised about €35,000 for Movember. So look, if every year we can hit around five, it's always a good round number to hit anyway.
He talks a lot about kind of the links with sports there and the campaigns that Movember run in order to get the conversation around mental health building, I suppose. And that's one of their key goals, is to change the face of men's health and to create a conversation around it. There's a harrowing stat here that says, it was on the Movember website itself, that says across the world, one man dies of suicide every minute of every day, and males account for 69% of all suicides. Now, that is startling. I suppose as someone who's known about the Movember cause for a long time, seen people do it for a long time, actually learning about the depths of it today was quite eye-opening, I suppose.
There was a really in-depth and well-done report by the Southeast Technological University in Waterford, which was commissioned by Movember, led by Dr. Noel Richardson and Dr. Aisling McGrath. And they were talking about this. I think they refer to it as premature death, and that men are 40% of male deaths before the age of 75 are kind of premature. And in the case of deaths by accident or suicide, can be, you know, preventable. And seeing, you know, the increase over the years in charities like Movember, but then a wider kind of opening up of discussions about mental health, means that maybe the next time we have a report like this commissioned, some of those statistics will be looking better than they are now.
Mm. Yeah.
And one of the I mean, we were talking to so many people this week, and one of the people we did get talking to was Alistair Hill, who is involved with DUFC rugby in Trinity. And he was kind of talking about what Movember means for people of his age group, that kind of 18 to 35, who would be primarily sort of affected by these issues.
There has been people in most of our lives we know have suffered from mental health challenges, and there's probably a lot of people that we don't know who suffer from mental, or we don't know that they suffer from mental health challenges. They may struggle in silence by themselves, they might be able to properly articulate, and the whole point of Movember is to show them they're not alone. Give them this chance to step forward that, hey, we're here for you. We're willing to wear a dress in the gym to raise awareness for this. I'd be incredibly happy to have a conversation, and all the lads on the team as well.
It's great to see them doing something at a college level, because I was reading on the Movember website, they also, when we're talking about the kind of link with sports and that whole kind of crossover that they work on, they have a campaign called Movember Ahead of the Game, which is basically the charity's early intervention program delivered through sport. So they go into clubs, mostly around, I think they say that half of all mental health conditions begin by age 14 and three quarters by 24. So three quarters of mental health issues begin around Alistair's age group and that time in college. And if you don't get that early action in at the time when it's most needed and get them talking about their mental health, they slip through your fingers. And by the time they get into adulthood, maybe it's too late. So they have a campaign where basically they go into clubs and they help young people look after their mental health, speak up, talk to their teammates. I mean, that's what Alistair was saying. In DUFC, it's all about, you know, how can we open up the conversation so that if somebody's struggling, they feel confident enough to come to a teammate and talk about it?
Yeah, I actually spoke to Sarah, who works for Movember Ireland, about this. They have a specific program as well in the GAA, so she goes into great detail explaining it.
Yeah, so Movember has been doing some amazing work here. So we invest in programs across mental health, suicide prevention, prostate cancer, and testicular cancer. One of the biggest things we do is we work very closely with the GAA and the GPA on a program called Movember Ahead of the Game. And that's where we go into GAA clubs around the country. I think we're over 300 clubs now. 10,000 people have taken part in this so far. And we do mental health kind of fitness training with players under 14s, both boys and girls. They're parents and coaches, and all of this is delivered by extracurricular intervention into mental health. The idea is arm everybody with the tools to be able to spot when someone isn't well, the language to be able to have a conversation, and know where to signpost someone to be able to find help. And it's having amazing, really positive outcomes. And that's an example of the kind of work that we do here.
Fantastic. And I suppose today we're taking a look at how sport specifically is playing a role in Movember, and like that project with the GPA is a specific example. Is there a reason why you targeted the sport avenue?
It's a great way to reach people in like a non-work, non-school setting. Do you know, so it's sort of like they're in a place, they feel comfortable, there is a community approach there, and it's a good space for us to sort of like bring the message around mental health, but as well as physical health. For us here in Ireland, we've had this like great success with the GAA and GPA, and I can only see that growing across the board into other sports as well.
That's very cool that it's in the GAA. I didn't actually realise that.
Yeah, I didn't know that specific one. I know we talked earlier about they do like a GAA lights up programme, which is class, because when the evenings get dark, they put the floodlights on all the pitches, and so many people come out and like walk together. My parents did it the last two winters, especially since COVID. They were like, we've met so many people that we wouldn't usually meet, or you bump into them during the summer and then it's winter and you wouldn't see them for a good few months on end. So They do a lot of stuff like that, and it's so simple. And what the great thing that Movember does, you know, you said it earlier, like when you hear those harrowing stats, you realise the brevity of the situation, but they take such a lighthearted tone to it. It really leads to almost lighthearted conversations, but you know there's a serious undertone to them, obviously.
That's actually really true. I mean, in half of the voice notes we got today, some of them we haven't played, but the stuff that people do around Movember is like going for massive group swims in our budgie smugglers and all looking ridiculous, or going for a sauna, or running around doing silly challenges in Trinity. And like, it's all very lighthearted, but it's for such an important cause, but it's a great way of tackling it. I suppose Movember started lighthearted.
Yeah.
And that's what it's continued all the way through.
Because I think Alistair's reference there to going in the gym in dresses was part of a series of forfeits that his rugby team are going to be doing. And you can see all of that on the DUFC Instagram.
Yes.
That once they reach a certain, like, money raise. So it's, you
they'll
know.
Do different forfeits.
Different forfeits. So they're anticipating, A, raising a lot of money, which happens every November. We know that it's raised something like over a billion euro over the course of the last kind of 15 years.
Yeah.
And, knowing that they're having fun with it, you know, it's supposed to be about encouraging positive mental health as well, and you can see that, you know, from everyone we've talked to.
Yeah, and I think if you made it too serious, it would push certain cohorts of men away, I suppose, women as well, that feel like a little bit like with the yoga stuff, like that's not for me. Whereas by creating a lighthearted atmosphere, it feels like everyone could be a part of the conversation. But with sports specifically, I was reading an article by someone who goes to Cambridge College, actually, and he was just writing about why sports should and is at the heart of the Movember movement. And it was interesting. He spoke about how not only is it a gateway to physical health, so aside from mental health, Movember is all about people getting physically active. They've got campaigns like Move for Movember, which challenges participants to commit to 60 kilometres of activity to symbolise the 60 men lost to suicide every hour globally. It also boosts your immune system and regulates your hormones, which is particularly relevant for mitigating the risks of testicular cancer. So actually getting out and moving can help reduce the levels or the amount of people who are at risk of testicular cancer as well. It's also a proven remedy for mental health challenges like stress, depression and anxiety, which we already know the benefits of endorphins, which sometimes I don't think I get. Sometimes I'm just exhausted after exercise, but I'm sure they're floating around there somewhere. And then the cultural influence of sports and athletes is immense. So they talk about how when you've got, you know, a superstar talking about Movember and talking about their mental health, that's how it reaches a broader audience, including the younger generations. And I think you heard from a couple of people talking about that today and kind of the importance of that.
And culturally as well is really important because Sarah, who we spoke to, is over Movember Ireland. And, you know, Movember have their own website and then I think they have different country ones because obviously the way conversations happen in different countries, it'll completely vary.
Never thought about that culturally, yeah.
And Michael explained this so well. I'll leave it to him.
Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18+ in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.
When your company earns unlimited 2% cash back on all purchases with Capital One, that's serious business. So Steven at SandCloud got a serious business card, the Spark Cash Plus card from Capital One.
We used our 2% cash back to help build our retail presence.
Savvy, Steven.
And we get big purchasing power, so our business can spend more and earn more.
The Spark Cash Plus card from Capital One. What's in your wallet?
Terms and conditions apply. Find out more at CapitalOne.com/SparkCashPlus.
You took a little bit of time, maybe there was a bit of a gap before you did it. Was it something that you kind of struggled with, or you just thought now's the time to share this, seeing other people opening up?
Yeah, I think I probably did struggle a little bit. I kind of wanted to move on because when I had testicular cancer, I was in my early 20s, so you're at the height of your invincibility, I guess. So it was almost like I felt a sense of weakness around it, which absolutely shouldn't be the case. But I guess it took me a few years to kind of come to terms with it and be able to talk about it. And I guess mentally as well, I got the all clear 5 years after I went through chemo and I had all the procedures and whatnot. So I guess mentally there was a bit of a barrier there as well. So once I was totally clear, I think it did make it a bit easier for me to talk about my experience as well.
And did you find that it was received very well? Have you had a lot of people getting in contact with you each year? I know you kind of do a little bit of a countdown to over the last couple of days in October, announcing that you're going to be back.
Yes, yeah, hitting people up for cash again. I definitely think, people have definitely reached out over the years, and Movember kind of put me forward for a lot of different radio interviews and bits and pieces just to talk about that as well. So I think people have reached out through that as well. But even friends and family and people I know they always kind of, I guess, feel comfortable or have come to me over the years saying, oh, listen, I have a friend of mine, you know, going through this. Would you mind just having a chat with him about, like, your experience or whatever? So I think being open and sharing your story just makes it easier for other people to do it as well.
Absolutely, absolutely. And I suppose, like, one of the main priorities of Movember is to raise money, but the second part is to raise awareness. Do you think that's, in a way, almost more important?
Yeah, I guess the money is great, and if you look at where they spend the money, it's on a lot of cancer research and different reports and stuff that really help. But especially in Ireland, I know we're, you know, I'm sure you're used to dealing with Irish men, but we're fairly closed off kind of individuals, you know. So I think being able to open up and raise awareness and being able to make Irish men actually speak to one another and just ask your mates how they are, or if they do have a problem, being able to go to the doctor or whatever, taking that stigma away from it, I think that's really, really helpful.
Do you think it's something that's progressed over the years? Obviously, I know as you get older, it might be something you get a little bit more comfortable talking about as well, but for you, has those conversations moved on a lot?
Yeah, I think it's just a lot more open, and the more people kind of talk about it and go through it, and you realise, I suppose particularly around the mental health cause area, I think it's gotten much, much better. I think that, you know, there was a genuine stigma around it for years, and I think that's the one where talking about it and talking to your friends makes it a lot more easy and open, and just approach it makes people feel a bit more approachable to talk about. From my own personal experience, I guess it's kind of 15 years since I went through having testicular cancer, and yeah, I would say it's also become easier. And I guess the information being available online and the amount of people who speak about their experiences and stuff online and social media and stuff does, you know, one of the good things about social media, I suppose, makes it that you can always find people who are talking about a cold area, or if you have an issue or something. Maybe they don't always have the right information, but for sure it's become easier to talk about it.
Absolutely. And we've seen a lot of high profile sports stars as well come out, talk about, like, openly about their mental health. Do you think that's something that's very important?
It's so important. I mean, you look at with men who they, you know, young men and who they idolise are sports stars, and when they come out and show a bit of, I guess there's a certain amount of vulnerability required, because as a sports star, you're kind of modern day gladiatorial kind of stuff. You're pitting yourself against your opposite number. It's, you know, 15 on 15, 11 on 11, whatever it is. And being able to show that vulnerability and speak about these things and let your guard down a little bit really makes it, I guess, a bit more acceptable for men, particularly in, you know, places like Ireland, where we don't have the most open society when it comes to those kind of things.
Absolutely.
We all do it. We all have something we fall back onto in interviews. I was saying, I was interviewing Eddie Jones yesterday for rugby, and I kept going, yeah, fair, as if he relates to me in any way, shape or form.
Yeah,
we'll do it.
A beautiful interview, Michael. Thanks very much. Sorry for ruining it by saying absolutely every
three
time.
Three times. But he does make some incredible points in there.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Oh, stop. It is interesting the kind of what he says about the influence of getting sports stars and superstars talking about mental health and how that influences the younger generations coming up and coming through. I was doing a bit of research earlier, and it just said in a Sport Ireland study, actually in 2023, it said that amongst boys, sports stars are ranked the highest as role models, just in general. And 60% of boys listed a sports star as their top role model, and youth, both female and male, who identified a sports star as their role model. Sorry, I've said role model like six times in a row there. Basically, they were on average to be twice as likely to meet physical activity guidelines. So that's firstly my point. If you have a sporting role model, which 60% of boys do, they're more likely to take part in physical exercise. I can't speak anymore. Also, athletes scored 20 to 30% higher on credibility and trustworthiness than influencers. So I remember we were talking a while ago about how people will buy more from athletes because they trust them more.
Yeah.
There's also a case, sorry.
Women were twice more likely to buy from like a female athlete rather than an influencer.
Yeah, well, in this case, they're 20 to 30% more trustworthy, which then filters into they build emotional bonds with them, even via a screen, and it amplifies message recall and motivations when an athlete speaks on an issue. So basically, when an athlete talks about something like Movember or like their mental health, as long as it's comes across as truthful and not too commercial. That's what this study was saying. As long as it's a real story, young people listen and the message is much easier to take into and take action upon. Whereas an influencer sometimes talking about things maybe gets looked at. I mean, there's lots of influencers who do great work around this as well, but sometimes it can be a little bit more jokey. Whereas an athlete telling their own personal story really resonates with the younger generation. So that's Movember do that incredibly well. They have so many athletes from so many different sports.
Yeah, Simon Zeebo was doing it ahead of the All Blacks and Ireland rugby game. So that's like that direct link right there.
Yeah. And so many people love Zeebo. I mean, he's a combo of...
And he rocks the tash on the best of days, you know. So it's kind of, it was like the perfect mix. But he was just talking about it and then asking people their predictions, who's going to win.
Yeah.
So it's almost just like...
Slipped in there.
This is something we should be bringing up as easily as we talk about sports results. We should probably be checking in on each other.
Talking about mental health.
In a casual way like that.
It's so good. And we've, like, Andrew Porter's done loads on it as well. We've had a few people on Off the Ball talking about their kind of Movember experiences, their challenges with mental health.
Exactly. And I mean, a couple of weeks ago, our own Shane Hannon was interviewing Colin Hawkins, who he's a retired professional footballer, but he still is battling multiple myeloma. And he was involved with Movember kind of for this month and was speaking, and I would direct people to watch this full interview because I'm not going to do it justice here myself, but speaking about what the charity means to him, but also what sort of the opening up of conversations, especially in the darker months, means to people like all across Ireland. Like the point that you made about your parents going to that walk around the GAA club, that stuff like that is so important. And he wanted to highlight what community and sports can do for people who are, you know, have friends who are battling cancer themselves or are suffering with their mental health or know someone suffering with their mental health. So, yeah, I would really recommend that you check out that interview, which was in a sauna, which I think you know more about.
Saunas. I do go to a lot of saunas.
I think the insinuation there kind of felt like I was like, Susanna just goes to saunas like, during work hours. No.
I really enjoy a sauna.
You were talking to... somebody involved with
sauna. It is funny though, speaking of saunas, they are such a good place for men to chat. I mean, for females to chat as well, but my partner and his mate are going for a sauna tonight, and like it's probably the only hour of the week where he'll sit down with another man and just talk about life.
How in depth they'll really go,
I don't know.
I've never been to a sauna. Would you recommend?
Yes. Okay. I love them. They're just full chats. They really are the perfect place for these kind of conversations, because you're away from a screen, you have nothing else to do but talk to each other.
And they can be a little bit uncomfortable at the start.
Yeah.
Not in a bad way, but it's like we're so not used to being in that close confines with people without the crutch of a screen to pick up.
Yeah.
I'm not talking about if you're in with your friends, it's fine, but you know, sometimes you can be in with other groups of people and at the start you're like, oh, should we start talking? And then by the end of it,
everyone's talking
to each other.
It's also nice because sometimes you overlap in conversations and you end up talking to a complete stranger for 60 minutes and it's like, oh, that was a nice part of my day.
Yeah.
But before we get to saunas, we will talk about that in a second. I want to talk a little bit about Coldvember, which is...
Oh yeah, go the opposite way. We're going from the warmth
to the cold. It's cool. So there's this whole thing about the Mo Bros is obvious. All the lads who grow mustaches in support of Movember and to raise money for the cause. But then we've got the Mo Sisters, which is basically us, who support the cause but can't grow a moustache. And there's so many different ways that people get involved in supporting the charity without growing facial hair. And one of them is Coldvember. Now, I remember this from back in my college days. Everyone did it. And it's basically a dip in the sea every single day for the month of Movember. And it's all about challenging yourself. It's not meant to be easy. But with that, you kind of post it on your socials. And when we did it, it was part of a sailing society. So the society as a whole raised money. And all your kind of proceeds went to that one fund. So all of my friends did it. But there's also, Hannah actually brought my attention to it. Hannah, one of the interns here in Off the Ball. In NUIG, they're still doing Coldvember. I think UCD and Trinity have stopped, which is sad, but they definitely did it back in my day. So hop back on that if any of them are listening. But in NUIG, it started, it's funny, I was looking at the Twitter bio of kind of the page and it looks like it started in 2018 and the bio was 6 boys who can't grow facial hair trying to do our bit for men's health this November. So it's not just the Mo sisters, it's the Mo bros who can't grow facial hair as well. But they have raised funds for HelpLink and Movember in the past, and now they are raising funds for the Galway Rape Crisis Centre. So it's interesting, it's not directly linked with Movember, but still an amazing kind of initiative in order to raise money for charity. So we had a voice note in from someone, an NUIG student, about why he does Coldvember.
Hey football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.
When your company earns unlimited 2% cash back on all purchases with Capital One, that's serious business. So, Steven at SandCloud got a serious business card, the Spark Cash Plus card from Capital One.
We used our 2% cash back to help build our retail presence.
Savvy, Steven.
And we get big purchasing power, so our business can spend more and earn more.
The Spark Cash Plus card from Capital One. What's in your wallet?
Terms and conditions apply. Find out more at CapitalOne.com/SparkCashPlus.
Yeah, I think Coldvember is a very important initiative. Like, kind of benefits everybody because gets college students up in the morning and out for a swim and starts the day off right. And at the same time, it's raising important funds for an important charity in the Galway Rape Crisis Centre. So it's kind of an initiative that just benefits all parties.
Yeah, so they're raising money for Galway Rape Crisis Centre, as he said. But I was having a look at the Facebook page and there's people doing Coldvember for all sorts of different charities close to their heart. So they'll post about it. I saw someone was posting about Cancer Care West, that they're doing it for them. Then there's people who still do Coldvember in support of Movember officially. So it's kind of nice. Like, obviously, it's great to have the money going towards Movember who support prostate cancer and mental health. But it's also nice that it can be used as just a time where we do challenging things in order to raise money for various things that are important to us.
Yeah, especially at the time of the year, as we were talking about at the start of the pod, when the easiest thing to do would be go home after work.
Crawl into bed,
throw on the TV and not leave.
You know? I think it's good for your mental health either way. Like, no matter what you're doing or who you're doing it for, getting out, doing something outside, not crawling into your bed, as you said.
I went to play tag with Susanna on Tuesday, myself and my friend. So that was a
wonderful
time of it. Yes.
Was it a baptism of fire?
It was. They were like, oh, we don't take this seriously at all. I was like, yeah, perfect. I've only played like once in the last couple of years, like 20 seconds on the pitch. Run lines. I'm like, I don't know what that means. I don't play rugby.
Great.
Sorry.
As Rachel said, yeah, last bit of tag. We sneak it into every pod. As Rachel said after the game, we did our best bit of work together during that match that I think we'll ever do. Beautiful. I put a grubber through, which is like a little kick in tag that I thought was going to me. Rachel regathered and scored on the wing. It was stunning. Yep. but anyway, yes, speaking of saunas, so back to the hot side of it all, we were talking to, or actually Brona got in touch with Steve Crosby earlier, who's the owner of Fadsale Saunas. And he's an interesting guy. He's got a bit of a history. I knew him back in Old Belvedere Rugby Club where he was captain for a couple of years, but he has a bit of a rugby history. He was in the Leinster Academy. He had a cap for Connacht. Played a couple of times, and he's always been a huge advocate of mental health, and now he's using his sauna to kind of push that even further. So we'll listen to what he has to say.
Fadsale Saunas has been proudly affiliated with Movember for 5 years. I myself was honoured to be an ambassador 3 years ago, and it just has always been with me. I've been in a rugby environment my whole life, so I was always naturally affiliated with the rugby circles anyway, and being challenged to grow facial hair at a age that I was not capable to do so was always something that every young man aspires to ever be able to do. But Fadsale in itself, we've always ran a Get Hairy, Get Involved, Get Active for the last 5 years campaign, because for every man that is struggling, that will affect any woman that is in their life, and we want everybody to be involved in it. The campaign is very much focused on trying to get people to actively take action to do something as a starting catalyst, stepping stone to look after themselves, turning up to something, knowing nobody, being vulnerable. That's the scariest part of this whole journey, let's say, for lack of a better word. But we believe in the community element of it, that once there is strength in numbers, turning up at ridiculous o'clock, making it difficult on purpose, because then you know who really wants to be there for the right reasons come. So we're running a dip and sip in our Greystones location in affiliation with Rise of the Cove, which is a social enterprise cafe that we have been proud to be able to call home for the last 3 years. To also in our Rathmines location, we are running a running group session. All proceeds are going to Movember. For anybody that comes, it's free for anybody that comes, but you have an option to donate afterwards. But free sauna sessions, free run clubs, free swimming group, free coffees. And I suppose, yeah, we've done many different things where we ran a brief chats event there last year with 55 men turning up at 6 o'clock in the morning, running around in budgie smugglers to, again, highlight the awareness of how important it is for men to get brave enough to speak. I believe that as a male myself, I've struggled to even conceptualize how to get to that stage. Action has always been something that I enjoyed doing, to then it leading into hopefully talking. And again, just so many personal reasons why I hold this charity and this campaign, this organization in such high regard.
It's a lovely way to kind of wrap it all up. But as Steve was saying, there's so many ways you can get involved in this. It's not too late just because it's November 6th. Sarah from Movember told us that it's not too late. There's still so many ways to get involved. And as Movember themselves say, you can grow a moustache, move for Movember, host a moment, or mow your own way. The moustache is calling. Raise funds, save lives. Sign up now at movember.com/register. That's pretty much all from us, but what is everybody's word on the studio before we wrap it up?
I think just that I love seeing how positive the whole, sorry, I smashed the microphone there. I love seeing how positive the whole environment is. It's a feel good factor as well as being a very important charity fundraiser.
Yeah, my word is the studio is just to say thanks very much to Michael Kamen for his sharing his story, first of all, in general, and also sharing his story with us. And his darts night, which is a very fun way, I think, of fundraising, is happening on the 23rd of November in the Flight Club in Dublin. There will be food, drink and darts. And if you need any more information, that'll be over on his Instagram. He is The Cowman Show.
Oh, lovely. Yeah, I don't really have one, but must mention as well, while you're doing your mention, Steve, the Fadsale Sauna is an award-winning sauna with all their initiatives with Movember, which is pretty incredible, all the work they do. I'm going to read out my friend Hannah. She was meant to send a voice note about, she's done Coldvember a million times, but she's hiking somewhere in the mountains in Nepal at the moment, so I'll forgive her for not getting Wi-Fi to send me on her message. But I was looking at her Instagram of when she did Movember, and she said, helping men in our lives physically and mentally, don't forget to check in on each other. And I think in the words of Hannah, that's pretty good. Everybody go check in on a friend this November, even if that's the only thing you do. But yeah, for now, this has been Word on the Street, and we can't wait to talk to you next week.
I think they'll go all the way to the final, to be honest.
Yeah?
Yeah. I believe in my county, and I suppose they're good at football. They just have to believe in themselves.
I love playing 12. I love playing 10. I love being on the pitch, to be honest.
Are you confident?
Absolutely not.
Thank you for all the supporters. Thank you for the team. Thank you, France. Merci la France. Merci les baguettes. Merci les croissants. Je vous aime. I love you. Hey!